A former governor of Ekiti State in Nigeria, Dr. Kayode Fayemi, has described Professor Atta Mills as one of the finest traditions of politically responsible intellectuals in African governance. His example can be cast in the mold of a trailblazer and illustrious compatriot, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who championed African liberation. He said Professor Atta Mills combined some of the best attributes of former President Rawlings and Dr. Nkrumah, thereby becoming a hybrid of a man of thought and action. Dr. Fayemi serves when he delivered the third John Atta Mills' commemorative lecture at Gimpa in Accra. Seth Eya and Gloria Anderson's report.
Dr. Fayemi paid glowing tribute to African intellectuals who led the struggle for the political independence of the continent. Ghana's past and current leaders also had their fair share of praises. Touching on the intellectual legacies of Professor Atta Mills, Dr. Fayemi said, though his politics placed him firmly on the left of center domain of the ideological spectrum, he was no slave to dogma.
A self-described social democrat, he was a big believer in the virtues of personal ambition, hard work, and achievement. He also recognized the duty of the state to create social safety nets for the most vulnerable segments of the population and to serve as a helping hand to those who have the will to make something of their lives but simply lack the means. His political journey linked him inextricably to two of Ghana's political giants, Kwame Nkrumah and Jerry Rawlings. Although Professor Mills can be regarded in a sense as the heir to both Nkrumah and Rawlings, many will agree that he was in tone and substance less abrasive. Professor Mills was unmistakably a gentleman, whose professorial mien often seemed to make him ill-suited for politics. But he was personable and had a rare knack for making people feel at ease around him. It was his remarkable ability to stay calm and unruffled under pressure, in addition to his other formidable gait, that set him apart on the path to national leadership.
The former Ekiti State governor urged Ghanaians not to forget Professor Atta Mills. This is because his death imposes a duty of remembering and reflecting on his legacy.
The prof stayed true to himself and departed this world as he had lived it. Remembering John Atta Mills is not an exercise in nostalgia. It is an opportunity to bear witness to an exemplar of progressive politics, decency, modesty, and decorum, and to hold up an image of the sort of leadership that Africa truly needs and which younger African politicians should emulate. We must not forget him. We will not forget him.
The chairman of the John Atta Mills Commemorative Lecture Committee, Kofi Totobi Kwachi, announced that planning and organization of the lecture series has been handed over to the John Evans Atta Mills Center for Law and Governance at Gimpa and the John Evans Atta Mills Memorial Research Library at the University of Cape Coast. The next lecture will be held in Cape Coast to coincide with the inauguration of the John Evans Atta Mills Research Library.
Seth Eya and Gloria Anderson's report. Meanwhile, the immediate family of Professor John Evans Atta Mills has expressed gratitude to the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, and the University of Cape Coast for accepting to plan and organize the John Evans Atta Mills' commemorative lectures. In an interview with Seth Eya, the younger brother of the late President, Dr. Cadman Mills, said the decision is to make the lectures permanent, irrespective of the government in power. He reiterated that Professor Atta Mills was not murdered, but died from a natural cause. Dr. Mills said the family has no plans of transferring the mortal remains of Professor Atta Mills from the Asomdwoe Park to Ekwensu Otim in the central region.
I think it was a fantastic decision. And we say thank you to GIMPA and to the University of Cape Coast for agreeing to host it.
How does a family take it when we hear members of the extended family requesting that the mortal remains of Professor Mills should be sent to the Kofi Farm? Others will also be saying that Professor Mills was murdered or killed at the castle. What does the family make of all this?
First of all, listen, I mean, I've said it once, I'll say it again and again. Ghanaians can rest in peace and know that their beloved president was not murdered by anybody. The family rests in peace, knowing that all the scientific evidence which was available to us, which was given by the autopsy, which we also knew about because he had a certain set of ailments and everything else, point to a natural death.